We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome into the Toyota Winners Lounge on this DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I've got certified Rockies boy Kale Sorbo with me. Guys, these air horns are very warranted today because that was one of the coolest Rockies wins I've gotten to see recently. That was really fun for all of us. It was huge for the guys too. We're going to analyze this whole roller coaster of a win because it got a little ugly. But really, the point is, these guys, they came together, they leaned on each other, they got through that really rough start on the road, and we got a really fun win to show for it. I'm super excited. By the way, this show is brought to you by Factor Meals. We all ate Factor Meal Kits at my house last night because I didn't feel like cooking, because why would I feel like cooking? You don't have to cook at all. They take like 2 minutes to make. Factor Meal Kits. Use code DNVRROCKS50. Anyway, Kale, how are you feeling? You are so jazzed right now because this was such a fun win to be in this clubhouse for, especially.
It was, I mean, the energy was palpable. It was really, really kind of like just a special day at Coors. I have been in the building for some really special moments over the course of my life, and the excitement that you could tell those guys felt, especially for Rimac in that moment, was just so cool. It was so cool. Yeah. That was like a special, especially for that to happen, like at the home opener in front of 50,000 fans, like so special.
So special. That was such a special moment. Also, sidebar, as you know, we cover this team a lot. I'm in that clubhouse every single home game and then some, but it was so crazy seeing Ryan McMahon being interviewed by like 30 reporters in that clubhouse after this game, because like so many of them, of course, like we'll never see them again after today. But seeing that many reporters just show up for Rimac in this big moment, I'm so excited for him. I'm excited for this team. I'm excited for these dudes. But let me remind y'all, hop in the Toyota chat, because I would love to know what you guys thought. Obviously, you guys were all watching this game. Snow Wolf, unbelievable Grand Slam walk-off. I couldn't believe it. My jaw was on the floor because things got a little ugly before that walk-off Grand Slam. The fact that we were even playing in the bottom of the ninth inning was not everyone's first choice, but it made for a great story after the fact. Trenton in the chat, no quit in these boys. That is so true. And Buddy even talked about this in pregame, because obviously coming off the Rockies have struggled recently. And even for those struggling seasons, this was an exceptionally rough start. Starting the season 1-6 is not how you want to do it at all. And the vibes can get bad real fast, especially if that's how you're starting the season. But Buddy said that these guys just leaned on each other in those times. And we talked to the guys about this too. We talked to Chuck about it. We talked to Nolan about it. We'll play those later on in the show because we really got to talk about what happened in this game. And also, by the way, if we have 1,000 live viewers at any point, I know we were at the Coors opener. I'm going to be a Coors opener. I will shotgun this Coors Light, this ice cold Coors Light. And look at the mountains. They're so blue. I'll shotgun it if we have 1,000 live viewers. That is my guarantee to you. Trenton adding, oh my gosh, we didn't even tweet out tacos, by the way, just because so much was going on. But yes, Rymac got us tacos.
He just wanted tacos.
Didn't even get to thank him.
Thank you for the tacos. I am much easier to please than Susie. If 100 people get in here, I will shotgun a beer on this live show. I promise.
I'm just like, it has to be a lot of people. Otherwise, like, I don't even know if I, like, am able to shotgun. I've not tried to shotgun anything in a long time. Again, I'm no Kyle Freeland in an Avs game, okay? I'm not shotgunning all the time. Oh, my gosh. We got Mitch, like, popping his head in, by the way. Did you watch the game? I saw the Grand Slam. You didn't watch the game?
I was driving to work.
Oh, okay. He was driving, so he wasn't watching. That's okay. Pop your head in. It's
fine.
Can we get a Go Rocks in the Toyota chat?
Thank you, Toyota chat.
Thank you to the Toyota chat.
Go Rocks in the Toyota chat.
Hey, Justin in the chat. Thanks for saying hi. D-Line in the chat. Love that. Jeremy is here to see Kale shotgun a beer. Please.
I'm a man of my word. If 100 people get in here, I will do it.
Oh my gosh, the analytics dude in Monfort's basement. I believe again. I'm so happy. I hope he lets you out of the basement. All right. You know what? We're going to start. Here's the rundown of the show. We're going to start talking about pitching. We're going to talk about offense. We're going to talk about defense. That's how we're going to lay it out. Let's start with pitching, though, because Austin Gomber. We were wondering which version of Austin Gomber we were going to get because obviously sometimes we just get two different dudes. Okay. But I think we got a little bit of both. We got mostly good Austin Gomber. The pitch count got so crazy high in that first inning. Hold on. I wrote this down. The pitch count, 62 pitches through two innings. That is absolutely insane. And then he reeled it in so fast because third inning, we were up to 73, fourth inning, 89. So like he was cutting it down. And we know how important pitch efficiency is. But yeah, we asked Buddy about this after the game. Here's what he had to say about what he saw from Austin Gomber in this beautiful home opening.
Talk about Austin Gomber. Those first two innings, that pitch count got so high, but he really reeled it in for the third and the fourth. What were you seeing from that?
Well, again, I thought his stuff was his normal stuff. You know, fastball, you know, 89 to 91 looked like some, again, I got to look at the video, but talking to, you know, he was just missing some inside fastballs to the righties, missing on the slider a little bit. The first couple innings, 16, 17 foul balls, right? He just couldn't put a number of the guys away. He ended up with, I think, 7 strikeouts in 4 innings, which is, you know, you would think that, you know, that's power pitcher stuff, but, you know, he hung in there and he battled. He didn't wilt. As crazy as it sounds, those were like 4 pretty good innings.
Yeah, they were 4 pretty good innings. 4 hits, 2 runs. Both of those were earned. He walked 3 guys, 7 strikeouts. I like 7 strikeouts a lot. He didn't give up any home runs, by the way. Also, I feel like the temperature really contributed as it heated up at Coors Field. The balls definitely started traveling a little further. I saw on social media, by the way, Fairchild, the reliever who was given the loss for this game, Peter Fairbanks. He apparently after the game, they were, you know, reporters were talking to him in the visitors clubhouse. He apparently is not happy with the consistency of the baseballs that were coming out in the bottom of the ninth. I think he just is not familiar with Coors Field. He's trying to blame the humidor on a really bad appearance. You can't blame the humidor.
Not at Coors.
That's just not how it works. But yeah, Austin Gomber, I am totally happy with his start right now. He's got a 6.23 ERA after this second start of his. The rest of pitching, Peter Lambert was so good. 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. I'll take that any day. Jake Bird was great. Allowed a hit, but like nothing else. 2 strikeouts, no walks. Go off, Jake Bird. Go off. Nick Mears. Nick Mears was good. I know he had a tough game the other day, but one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. Yeah.
Mears has been one of the surprises of the season to me. He's been like really just incredibly solid through like every outing.
Quietly solid because he's such a quiet guy.
Yeah.
He just goes in, he does his job. He's been so solid. He's got, and this is a reliever that we've seen in a bunch of games, 1.93 ERA. I'm really excited about that. Justin Lawrence, though, Justin Lawrence had a very, very bad day at work, and it all went down. It was that ninth inning, wasn't it? It really was. Because we went into that ninth inning. We're like, okay, let's pack up our stuff. We're probably going to be heading down soon. Poor Justin Lawrence. So leadoff double, an RBI single, another single, another single, a sac fly that scored another run, made it 6-4, a two-run single, a sac bunt. Then someone scored on the error that Ryan McMahon was charged with. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, then there was a pitching change in there. Okay, so yeah, after the RBI single, he came out. That is when Jalen Beeks came in. Sorry about that, guys. That was confusing, and that is on me. So yeah, Justin Lawrence is the pitcher that allowed this game to get tied, that brought us to the bottom of the ninth. He's definitely not super happy. I will say, so he was available to talk to us in the clubhouse, too, after that game, which, I mean, oh my gosh, imagine having, like, a bad day at work. Everyone sees it, and then, like, you have to talk about it. I know it seemed like Patrick Saunders and Thomas Harding were talking to him. We just didn't get a chance to because there was so much happening. I know a lot of guys, too, want to get out of there fast so they can see their families, be on the field, see their kids. Chris Bryant even said, like, we were just, like, holding him so long with, like, when we were talking to him. And he was like, I got, like, three kids right now who would, like, love to hug their dad. Can we wrap it up? He didn't say it like that. He, like, obviously said it like, you know, I've got these three kids who are just waiting to hug me. Like, yes, they are.
But we did take the hint. We did take the hint. We were like, okay, family time.
Family time. Yes, family time. He's got those kids. He's got his, I consider the young players to also be his children because they love him. Okay, let's reel it in. We're talking about pitching. And guys, let me know in the Toyota chat how you guys are feeling after this game. Are you feeling a little better after the 1-6 start? I want to know your thoughts. That's the whole point of this. Lumi in the Toyota chat. Slam-a-lama-ding-dong. Why did I say that so weird?
What a way to put it.
What a great way to put it. Trenton in the chat. Fun fact, today was the warmest Rockies home opener ever, according to 9 News. That actually is very interesting. And also, I mean, I haven't been to a ton of Rockies home openers. I'm not from Colorado originally, but this was a hot one. Because last year on the home opener, I was full on wearing a winter coat. So, yeah, I was sweating today. Austin Gomber was sweating. He was sweating during that first inning, not from the heat, but from the pressure. That was a wild first inning. Yeah. We had a lot of the theme of pitching this season for the Rockies that I'm not loving is the leadoff batter getting on base or, you know, we've seen some home runs too. Let's see. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five leadoff batters reached base. Again, we don't like a rough start in big picture and in small picture. Yeah. Okay. I think this is also the third walk-off grand slam for the Rockies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that's what Shelby told us.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty freaking cool, if you ask me. Yeah. Let's talk about, all right, we talked about Justin Lawrence. Jalen Beeks, though, he got us out of that mess. All right. You know what? We're going to talk about the offense next. But first, we have to shout out our friends at Toyota because, well, first of all, they are like furnishing these studios. This is their studio now. We're just living in it. But Toyota, we are so excited to be working with them. No, they didn't give us a car, but like we can borrow it, I think. But yeah, the Toyota Winners Lounge, by the way, that is where we're at. talk to us in the Toyota chat. But yeah, Toyota, they have so many dealerships in the Denver area, by the way. So whether you're, you know, looking to conquer off-road trails or just trying to weave your way through traffic after a win at Coors Field, you know, there's nothing like a Toyota truck, nothing like the 2024 Tacoma or maybe the Land Cruiser coming this spring. I can't wait to see the Land Cruiser, by the way. But Toyota, they also offer more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker. And I know how much that matters to us in Colorado because we actually care about the planet. And Toyota SUVs take command of the road and the trail and the traffic so you can explore the road less traveled without sacrificing smooth city rides in SUVs like the RAV4 or the Grand Highlander. Some of my faves. But yeah, check out your Front Range Toyota stores near you. There's AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Yeah. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies. The official beer of the show right now is Coors Light. Thinking about cracking this one open in a little bit, not going to lie. Would love to get after it. We're going to celebrate responsibly with some Coors Lights after this. Ooh, they're still so cold. The mountains are so blue. We love our Coors Light. Whether you're trying to unwind after a big long day, or try to celebrate after a really exciting win, Coors Light is the beer that is made to chill, and its whole life is cold. It is cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. You can see how cold it is with those blue little mountains. When it's time to refresh, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, both the mountains and the team. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I like to reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Rockies offense, golden today, you guys. Golden. Trenton also in the chat. That's correct. Third walk-off grand slam in franchise history. That's what I also asked Shelby to repeat. I was like, what did you just say? Shelby from Rockies PR, a gem. And she was like, third walk-off grand slam in Rockies history. I'm like, great. Thank you. Obviously, I didn't write it down. I'm just going on vibes here. The vibes are good. The vibes are so freaking fun today. Let's talk about offense. First of all, it was kind of chill in the first. I mean, we got those back-to-back doubles to score in the first, which was a nice sign. My friends are here, by the way. Steph just walked in. She was at the game.
Chuck's double was so close to being a home run. It was so close.
It was so close. And you could tell, like, there were so many hits where, I mean, obviously Chuck has hit so many balls in his life. Like, he has a feeling when something's going out of the park, and he's been duped a couple of times, So yeah, that was really fun. That first inning, Nolan Jones crossed home with that Brendan Rodgers double. That was super fun. Or was it the other way around? Fun sixth inning, by the way. Tovar, his second home run, a two-run homer. So incredible. Really got, that was what got the lead going. And then Chris Bryant took it away in the eighth, his first homer of the season. It was a really, really wild game. And then the ninth inning happened because, like, honestly, Rockies weren't even supposed to be batting in the ninth inning. Yet here we were because of Justin Lawrence, and he had a super bad day at work. We all know this. But thankfully, the Rockies offense was able to answer the Rays' runs and then some. I loved the way the Rockies started off that inning, by the way, because it started off with a great Jake Cave at bat. He was so patient. He drew the walk, and then the next two batters also walk. They loaded the bases on walks. And then we got a pitching change. Then Chris Bryant was up to bat with the bases loaded, and he strikes. It was so frustrating, though. He struck out on three pitches. He caught more boos. People were booing him. Booing him. Steph? No. Stephanie?
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. She says she's sorry.
Yo, let's have the Chris Bryant booing conversation because it was. I was surprised
because here's the other thing. We'll talk more about this in depth, but a lot of people are. There were people in the press box who have been around this team for a really long time, and those people were saying they've never seen a home player booed at all, let alone like this. It was kind of wild. But, yeah, Chris Bryant caught some boos there. He definitely did not catch boos when he had that beautiful, beautiful home run.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I think it says more about the state of the franchise than it does Chris Bryant himself.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think people are super frustrated with ownership, and I think that has manifested itself in a dislike of the Chris Bryant contract, which has not been good value. Objectively, has not been good value for the Rockies so far.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was cutting you off.
No, you're good.
We have not seen the return on the investment on him in terms of what we see in the scores of games.
Exactly.
Obviously, like, I mean, he holds so much value in this clubhouse, and we are seeing it so much this season, too.
Agreed.
So, so much.
But I think that the booing came from people being frustrated with the decisions that have happened over the last, honestly, 5 to 6 years. And, like, it's just kind of at a tipping point. And I think that is a... like that is a point where people can point to a specific thing and say the Chris Bryant contract, right?
Yeah.
But man, did it suck to see that from a Rockies fan base that I consider myself part of. I just don't think he deserved that. I don't think he's been.
Rockies fans don't boo. What's going on?
It felt really weird. He got booed twice today after he had even hit a home run. It was super weird.
I think he was actually booed 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to really dive into this, too, in a little bit. We had quite a conversation with Chris Bryant after this game, by the way. Burge in the chat, in the Toyota chat, that first pitch that Russell Wilson threw out to Chris Bryant in the 2022 opener has not aged well. Wow. Burge. Brutal. Whoops. Oh, cutting us right down to the core. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Let's get back on track, guys. Offense. Anything else offensively that we really needed to talk about?
I mean, we'll get into it more, I'm sure, as we talk about it. But Ryan McMahon just this whole year has been super solid.
He's been so solid. And, yeah, again, he had a really nice double in the sixth inning. Was, you know, present for that two-run home run that Ezekiel Tovar hit. So much fun, by the way. Yeah, he seemed pretty happy after this game. Yeah, offensively, like big hits, small hits, the guys were definitely clicking today. Defense today, too, looked so much better than what we saw on the road because, oh my gosh, like Chicago was tough to watch. Arizona, some of those games were tough to watch. The opener in Arizona was one of the most brutal baseball games we've ever seen, let alone for an opening day. Tovar had some really great plays too. And I was so happy to see that because he definitely wasn't as sharp to start this season. Ninth though, bases loaded, no outs, a run scored, but he was so sharp with that 6-3 put out. And I loved to see that. Mac had some really good plays in the ninth inning too. And again, these guys are just like, they see their guy, Justin Lawrence, struggling. They're just trying to hold it all together. He hustled for that ball that was hit by Caballero. Made the 5-3 out. But then, okay, so he got charged with that error. He threw to Chris Bryant at first that allowed a runner to score. But some say that maybe Chris Bryant is the one who should have made the play.
Yeah, a lot of discussion about that postgame. We won't get into the discourse on that, but it...
A lot happened
in postgame today. But yeah, Chris Bryant... it's so funny because both of those guys ended up, you know, taking, because they're both really good guys. Just they both ended up taking the fault on that and being like, oh, it was my bad. I should have made that play, you know? So whoever's fault you think it is, they both feel like it was on them.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, also, they're all besties. They're not going to be like, yeah, that was all his fault. They're not going to say that. That's not how teams work. But yeah, overall, I thought the offense just looked a lot sharper. There was that one error. Whose error? I mean, technically, it was Ryan McMahon's. Yeah. I'm like looking at my notes on my score sheet, by the way. There was a Nick Mears had some really good strikeouts. I know we were supposed to be talking about offense. We're talking about pitching again. The eighth inning, I like wrote literally in my score sheet, go off Nick Mears. Good for him, man. Good for him. What else did I write? That play in the ninth inning. I was like, okay, yeah, this is the Tovar that we know. This is the gold glove potential Ezekiel Tovar that we love to see. I loved to see that. I think the guys were pretty darn good defensively and offensively. Yeah, let's look at the top performers of this game, by the way. Yeah, Ryan McMahon went 3-for-5 with a home run, a double. 4 RBI, that's what a grand slam will do for you. 2 runs, Nolan Jones, a double, 2 walks, RBI, 3 runs, a stolen base. Oh, Nolan Jones had his first stolen base of the season. First of 20, 30. I mean, he did a 2020 season last year. I think he has it in him to do a 30-30, maybe more. He's definitely, I am predicting he's going to do more than a 2020 season. 20 homers, 20 stolen bases. I think he'll get that 20th outfield assist at least. He was just one short. He had a 2020-19 season last year. It's okay, Nolan Jones. It's okay. Strangely enough, just like looking at the numbers, I'm like, oh, okay. Rockies, 10 runs on 12 hits. Rays, 7 runs on 13 hits. The Rays were trying so hard. They didn't hit any home runs though. Rockies had 3. That's not the balls at Coors Field. That's just like your teammates didn't hit any home runs. And that's okay. Sometimes it happens. You don't have to blame the humidor.
Also, just like the Rockies were finally at home. Like they were due. Like
they were so due.
This is how baseball works. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what Bud Black would say about this?
What?
That's baseball.
That's baseball.
Speaking of baseball, man, Game Time. They have such a good baseball deal right now for opening day. I don't know if anyone used it. I tweeted out some ticket prices, by the way, in case anyone was interested, because I'm like, oh, you could really ball out, get like a couple of $75 tickets. If you spend $150 on Game Time for tickets to a baseball game between now and April 14th, use code FIRSTPITCH. You're going to get $20 off that purchase, which is worth maybe a beer and a half, but still some really good savings there. Game Time, always super clutch, especially when you wait closer to first pitch. We use it all the time because I'm a last minute queen. But yeah, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time for that limited time. $20 off any MLB purchase of $150 or more in the Game Time app with code FIRSTPITCH. Some terms do apply, but that code is valid through April 14th. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm gonna take a sip of my water first. Are you cracking a second Coors Kale right now?
Yeah.
No comment.
We were at the park for like 10 hours today. Give me a break.
We were at the park for 10 hours. Oh my gosh. You did. I was so proud of you. You drank so much water. Hydrated king. Oh yeah, my voice is sounding a little hoarse. Buddy's voice was so hoarse in post game.
I was actually the funniest moment. He was like, yeah, I was yelling about a couple things in the ninth.
Yeah, he had a lot of things to yell about in the ninth. All right, okay, did we miss any sound that we were supposed to play in there, by the way?
No, but we do need to hit a factor read.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. My apologies to the fam at Factor. I shouted them out, but I need to talk a little bit more about them. Our friends at Factor Meal Kits. Whoo! They've got some really incredible chef-prepared meals. You can microwave them and eat them after 2 minutes. Like, they just take 2 minutes to make. The thing that I didn't use the microwave, by the way. You can just straight up put them in your oven. You can put those containers in the oven And it'll take like about 10 minutes, which I think is totally fine too, because honestly, I love just heating things up in the oven over the microwave. That was my one question with Factor Meals, and we figured it out. But yeah, it's going to feel so gourmet. Because if you're looking for gourmet meals, these are premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and it's no fuss, no mess. Factor Meals just totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You simply heat up and savor the good stuff. I put the kit, I like put it on a tray, put it in the oven, put it in like this nice little bowl. It like literally was like I was at a restaurant. It was actually so freaking good. I loved it. I loved it. But yeah, perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. And also they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for Earth Month, the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. I think that's super interesting. Excuse me. Head to factormeals.com/DNVRRocks50. Again, that's DNVRRocks50. That is the code also that's going to get you 50% off those Factor Meals. Go to factormeals.com/DNVRRocks50 to get that 50% off. Whew. I like actually had such a good little dinner last night. It was so dope.
Factor's rad.
I made one for me. I made one for my mom.
They're great. We do have Buddy on the Chris Bryant stuff. I know we're going to get more into it later. And then we have Nolan post game on all that happened as well, if you want to get into either of those.
Yes. Okay. Let me think for a second. Okay. So we talked to Nolan Jones about, you know, his relationship with Chris Bryant. We talked to Chris Bryant about his relationship with these younger players. And you know what? Let's play those now before we talk about Boogate.
Do we want to just hit those back to back?
Let's hit the Chris Bryant one first.
Perfect.
And then we'll marinate on it for a second, and then we'll jump to Nolan Jones.
Sounds good.
Guys, we are producing live. Do you want a producer credit in the Toyota chat? You got one. All right, so here's where to start with Chris Bryant. This is what we talked to him about a little bit after this huge win. Obviously, these young players, you've given them so much advice. They look up to you so much. How great is it to see so many of them so productive in this really great team?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, Nolan out there, he's going to be, I tell him every day, he's going to be awesome. Just keep going. Tovey doing big things. You know, Doyle, I mean, winning a gold glove your first year is unbelievable, and just told him how proud I am of him for getting that too. Just, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on here, and I can't wait to see these young guys, you know, and how their careers unfold.
He's genuinely like glowing, like smiling ear to ear, talking about these players. I love how much he just genuinely cares about these guys and just the role he's taken on in this clubhouse. He's a good dude. We love KB. You know who else especially loves KB? I love how much Nolan Jones loves Chris Bryant. They have just formed such a great friendship. And Nolan Jones was telling us all about how much Chris Bryant was there for him this week, because it was a tough week. Here's what Nolan Jones had to say about that.
He's been great for me. You know, no secret, I had one of the roughest weeks of my life last week in baseball, and he was one of the guys that was there for me the whole way. Today was tough for me seeing him get booed in our home stadium. You know, he's a leader on this team, and he's a guy you want in your clubhouse. He's an unbelievable baseball player and a better teammate in person. So to hear that today, it was tough. But he's definitely been there for me.
Great lead in for us to talk about Chris Bryant getting booed at Coors Field. We touched on it earlier in the show, and yeah, definitely tough to watch for his teammates. We talked to Chris Bryant about it. We have so much sound that we're going to have to share, save for Sunday's show, because he was getting into like death threats that he's gotten, and it got a little intense. We kind of need to like sleep on it before we put it out there. We need to.
It's also just not the vibe to like fully.
It's not the vibe today.
Deep dive into after a walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, when we have time to
really flesh out the conversation, we will.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, Chris Bryant booed at Coors Field. So he was booed when they were doing player intros. He was booed at his first at bat. And he was booed at that last at bat. So, yeah, again, we had heard from people who have really been at pretty much every Rockies game. People have covered this team for decades, saying that they've never seen a home player get booed. Especially booed like that. Like, it was just, it was really loud. And I wonder, like, I mean, it was like such a hot day. Like, so many people were out there. It was a big drinking day. I know people were very sauced up. I wonder if that also contributed to it, because drunk people, famously, not exactly the most reasonable crowd. But again, like Kale was talking about this before, I don't think it's necessarily him. I think it's really what Chris Bryant represents for this team, because Chris Bryant is really only here because Nolan Arenado departed. So it just, Chris Bryant represents just a pattern of talent leaving, and then they bring in this big expensive guy to kind of make up for that. And it has not been fruitful in ways that fans see. So that is, that's what's...
I mean, it's been tough. Like, I stress so much to people how much this has been... more of an injury thing than a production thing.
Yeah.
Like on top of all of that. Mm-hmm. But that is also, you know, part of professional sports and giving such a substantial contract to a player in the latter half of his career when he has had injury histories. Like, fans have every right to be frustrated about that. And I'm not saying they don't. But yeah, it was tough. It was tough to say. I was, as someone who considers myself part of the Rockies fan base, I was honestly a little embarrassed.
Yeah. Also, like, I know this was an unpopular thing that I tweeted, but I tweeted out during one of the Chicago games. I think maybe it was, I can't remember what game it was. This has been kind of a crazy week. One of the Chicago games, maybe it was the first one, Chris Bryant got a standing ovation at Wrigley Field because Cubs fans, obviously, he was part of their World Series, that historic World Series win. They're always going to love him. They're always going to give him a standing ovation. But I was watching him get that standing ovation. So they gave him the standing O. He got a hit. The hit was rescored to an error. But, like, I feel like that contributed to it. I feel like those good vibes are so infectious. And I know I've talked about it before, the Philly thing where, you know, Trey Turner, when they signed him to that big contract, he was struggling for a good chunk of that season. And fans just started giving him a standing ovation. And, oh my gosh, all of a sudden he got better. Was he due to get better? Probably. But did it help? Yeah. So I was like, what if Rockies fans did that for Chris Bryant? I'm like, just what if? Like, what if they did that? Apparently, everyone did the opposite and they booed him any chance they got. He got some cheers for his home run in the eighth, that's for sure. But we did get to hear what Buddy had to say about that, because obviously Chris Bryant, veteran player, ups, downs, all of that. Buddy had some great things to say just about how Chris Bryant navigates all that. Are we ready to play that? Here's what Buddy had to say about Chris Bryant after today's game.
KB's been around a long time. You know, he knows his place on this team and the responsibility of that. I mean, he gets it, right? He played in the big market, Rookie of the Year, National League MVP, World Series champion. You know, he understands the highs. And, you know, today, you know, there was, you know, we heard it. But he's got a lot of pride. He's got a lot of pride. And he cares a lot. You know, professional athletes in some ways are conditioned to this. They get it. The good ones get it. The guys with perspective get it. And you keep fighting through all that. It's part of what we do in this job. And we understand it. So I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine too. If Buddy says he's going to be fine, I'll believe Buddy. That's for sure. But yeah, I want to know what you guys think. Was it fair to boo him? Was it foul to boo him? Baseball terms. Let me know what you guys think. I personally don't think I don't think it was fair. I think it was a little rude. Like, they weren't even booing, like, opposing players. I'm like, if you're not going to boo opposing players, like, don't boo Chris Bryant. Get out of here.
I also should, we should put this out there. Mm-hmm. Coors was maybe the drunkest I've ever seen them today.
Oh, and that, it was messy.
It was super messy. So messy. That probably had something to do with it. I think everybody was just a little too sauced.
Everyone was so sauced. I think, like, oh yeah, RG went up to the party deck to take some pictures. He took some great pictures, by the way, but he also saw some shit. He saw, like, someone, like, covered in blood, and, like, the cops were there. He was, like, a whole thing. Seemed like the situation was under control, but, like, some of the drunkest fans I've ever seen. Heat, sun, alcohol, beautiful day. It's a Friday. A combination for disaster. So, yeah, I do think that the drunkenness of the fans, they were at an unsustainable level.
Like, I really think that had... I, at one point during the game, did a walk around the concourse just, like, to see the vibe of the fans and everybody. And I, like, I saw people puking in trash cans, tripping over themselves. Like, I saw couples just, like, stopping traffic to kiss each other. Like, it was like bar close level of drunk, like at like 3:10 in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh. See, I'm thank you for doing this valuable reporting. Cause I never had a chance to leave the press box because, like, this game just, like, moved. It was a 3-hour, 10-minute game, by the way, but so much happened in that game. So much happened in that game. Heidi Bird in the Toyota chat. Booing is rude in any situation. Maybe not every. I don't live in extremes. But I think in this situation especially, I think it was rude. I think it was a little much. I don't think it was warranted. Everything Podcast Network, I may not be feeling better after today's game, but I can tell the guys are no longer looking dead out there. Yeah, they had so much life in them today. I definitely saw it. I'm glad you guys are seeing it too. A Birch in the chat. The Phillies and Rockies have two different owners. One is really making an effort to win. The other is Nick Monfort. I do, like, wonder what goes on in his head. Like, I do wonder what his thought process is. I don't think he doesn't want to win. I just think he doesn't know how to make it happen. Or maybe he knows and it's the wrong answer. And that's why we've just always seen the wrong answer with the Rockies.
I mean, Dick clearly has some very, very strong convictions on how he likes to run his ball club.
Yeah.
And that has not produced a ton of winning over my lifetime. But it is the reality for the Rockies. So, like, people just need to know that. Like, you don't have to accept it. You can be angry about it, all of that. But it is his MO. That is how Dick Monfort runs the Rockies. He's going to believe in his young guys that they draft. He's going to try and develop them and get them into the majors and get them playtime and hope that that young core is what, you know, whether it was the last young core of Nolan and DJ and Chuck and all them, or this new young core, like, or way back in the day with the Blake Street Bombers, you know, like, he has always sort of believed in his guys and wanted them to deliver them to the promised land. And that generally doesn't work in baseball, but, like, that's how Dick wants to run things.
He wants it to work. He's trying real hard. He's trying to make fetch happen. He is trying. He was out and about today. I saw some pictures of him. He was outside of the park apparently greeting fans, according to some things that people told us.
Which, he is a very public-facing owner as far as MLB owners go, and I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah. You know what? I will. I think people are, like, making fun of his shoes, though. He's just wearing, like, the Air Force Nuns.
Yeah.
RG's told us we could say this and credit him. Dick Monfort, Dick Comfort. Not as sharp as some of his other stuff, but I wrote it down for some reason. Am I okay? Why did I write that down?
It was a good RG joke. I think it hit harder in the moment than it does now.
It did, because it was quick. You know, I guess you had to be there. How dare you not be there?
How dare you not be at our one table 4 hours ago?
How dare you? Oh my goodness. All right. So we have some great sound bites too. We've got another from Nolan Jones. We got one from Chuck from before the game about just how he has been interacting with these young players who, you know, a lot of these guys weren't on the opening day roster a year ago. They're here now. It was a really crazy start. We asked Chuck about that. We talked to Nolan about that. And of course, Buddy shared his thoughts on how incredible the home opener at Coors Field is. We loved what he had to say. But first, we got to shout out our friends at Raising Cane's. On your mark, get set, eat. Make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable hand-battered chicken fingers, one of my favorite foods. They are always cooked to order and made just for you. So race in for delicious chicken finger meals served up fast. Okay, now I'm actually starving reading this. Order up those chicken fingers, crinkle-cut French fries, and buttery Texas toast. And don't forget creamy coleslaw and the secret Cane's sauce. So find your local Raising Cane's location or order on mobile right now for cook to order hand battered chicken fingers. Race into Raising Cane's, turbocharge your chicken fingers, and get them even faster by ordering online at raisingcane's.com or through their app. You could have the app. You have so many apps already. Just download one more. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Let's talk about our friends. Hi. Is that like audible?
Yeah, they can hear that.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So something horrible is happening apparently. I hope everyone's okay. Reel it in, Sues. Premier Members Credit Union. We're so excited to be working with them. And yeah, listen, they're not a bank, which means they do things a little differently. Like putting their members first with higher savings interest and lower loan rates. Y'all know those loan rates are out of control right now. They're going to help you out at Premier Members Credit Union. And this is an organization that serves the community and the Colorado community in particular. And with PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers. That is so valuable in itself. And the tools you need to save smarter, like their new high yield savings account or earn 5% on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market. Super interesting stuff. You can find out more about this, but when you become a member at PMCU, you'll get $200. You just have to open up a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's literally that easy. It's free money. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. We got to talk about the guys. So yeah, we saw some really fun stuff at this home opener. One of my favorite parts, by the way, the Denver police officer who was run over during the Nuggets parade ended up losing his leg. He threw out the first pitch. Kyle Freeland caught it. I was so happy to see him there. I'm like, just first of all, happy to see him doing well enough to be able to be at Coors Field for something like this. I'm happy he's doing well. I hope that man never pays for a drink in Denver again, by the way.
I do too. Apparently Kyle Freeland's his favorite player. And it was like, I cannot credit. Some reporter put that out there earlier mm-hmm. today. Anyways, it seems like it was a really cool moment, of course.
Yeah.
Today was full of really cool moments, which was all you can ask for from a home opener,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it was good. At first, so he had a bunch of family and friends. I'm not sure who they were. Loved ones were there with him on the field, but they all had custom jerseys. But they were wearing the number 4. And I was like, oh my gosh, Michael Tolia has family here. No, they all said Dodge on it. And then I realized like he was standing with them and I was like, oh my gosh, they're here for Sergeant Dodge. Got it. But shout out Sergeant Dodge. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Come into the bar. I will buy you a Coors Light. This is not an ad. I'm just unhinged. All right, we got Aaron Wells in the Toyota chat, by the way. Tovar, Doyle, Jones, showing their big three potential. Yes, we definitely got to see pieces of that in today's game. Things were clicking really well for the guys. Burge in the chat. As a fan, I want him, I think he's talking about Dick Bonfort. I want him to bring an outside GM. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of crazy that, you know, after Jeff Breidich departed, that was a great opportunity to not have to fire anyone else, to just be like, okay, I don't have to have any other awkward conversations. Like, you could interview and bring in someone from outside, and instead went from inside with Bill Schmidt. Bill Schmidt did pick out Brendan Rodgers. He picked him out. That's why he's never been traded, because the Rockies just a little bit have a little bit hoarder mentality. They're like, no, we picked him. We have to keep him. We got to stick with it.
I mean, to Bill Schmidt's credit, he's made a couple of moves I've really liked. But as an organizational philosophy, like, continually just hiring within your same system is probably not the best way to create a winner long term. Mm-hmm. I understand that frustration completely, Burke.
Yeah, we are right here with you. Marky Mark, sell the team. They're never going to sell the team. I saw a guy, by the way, who someone wrote sell the on his Rockies jersey. I took a picture of it. I didn't get a chance to tweet it because I'm like, I don't even know what to caption it, because Dick Monfort's never going to sell.
Yeah.
I'm like, as I was walking away, I was like, oh, that's really funny, dude. Like, by the way, he's never going to.
Yeah. What people need to understand about Dick Monfort is he views this as a generational asset for his family.
And
he's said this publicly. So like, they're not going to sell the team. And Dick Monfort is also generally, compared to other MLB owners, cash poor.
He's the only non-billionaire.
Yeah. So like,
he literally has less money than Taylor Swift.
Exactly. So like the Rockies are Dick's primary income source as a quote unquote rich guy. Mm-hmm. So like, compared to other MLB, like, it's just not going to happen. And I agree with people's frustrations, but we need to be realistic about what is happening, and that is never going to happen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. One more quick thing. I see Carl in the Toyota chat. We only trade away our good position players. That is not true, because we have on this team right now good position players, and we've seen good position players recently sign extensions. I'm talking about Ezekiel Tovar, that 7-year extension. Okay, yeah, we're a little burnt on big, long extensions because we saw Nolan Arenado get out of that one. I'm going to hope that was a one-off, because that was freaking crazy. But I think we still have really good position. Mac has been good. He was turning some crazy plays today. Tovar was so great today, too. Brenton Doyle literally has a gold glove. He has not been traded away. They're going to keep him. Hoarder mentality. They should hoard him. Brenton Doyle's a gem. He's out there running for you. My bad. No need to be negative on a home opener win. Yeah, Carl, read the room. What are you doing? That's so crazy of you, Carl. You're so crazy. Yeah, let's have some good vibes. This is a safe space. Guys, if you want to vent about stuff, you're allowed to do that in the Toyota chat. That is what the Toyota chat is here for. It is for you. It's not for me, that's for sure. No, I love it, guys. I love what we heard from Charlie Blackmon before the game. He has seen so many Rockies home openers, but, you know, a lot of his teammates have not seen any Rockies home openers. So we wanted to talk to him about that. Obviously, like Chris Bryant, Charlie Blackmon is a great role model in this clubhouse. Let's hear from Charlie Blackmon, shall we?
There's so many young guys in this clubhouse who weren't here for any other home openers. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice that you give to them heading into this day?
Well, we've had a lot of practice. Luckily, this is our third opening day of the season. And at least this time, it'll be at our place. And instead of being bothered by all the announcements and pregame festivities, we'll get to enjoy them, and they'll be for us. So mostly relax, have fun.
Love that advice. I think the guys, even though they are relaxed and fun, they're so locked in. Chuck is just like so effortlessly funny. Also, it is weird though, by the way. I think it's kind of weird that they were already at two other teams' home openers. It's just weird that like the Cubs home opener was when it was. Anyway, speaking of the young guys, we talked to Nolan Jones, a young guy. We talked to him after the game. But this was a conversation we had with him before the game about his we're just going to play it. Here's what Nolan Jones had to say before the game.
And I got to talk to Chuck a ton in Chicago when, you know, I got off to a rough start and cost this team some games. And he had some really good advice for me, and I'm looking forward to turning that around and helping this team win.
What was that advice?
you know, just relax. I mean, I think that we watched some Charlie Blackmon errors, and you know, when all eyes are on you and you're the one that costs the team the game, it's hard. You know, none of us, we work all off season to not be in that situation, and unfortunately, I was the victim of that a couple times already this year. But I think putting that in the past is the big thing, and that's what Chuck said. It happens to the best of us. And just going out there and have fun. You know, I think last year I had never played the outfield, so it was kind of like I was able to let loose and just say, like, hey, you know what, like, I'm going to run as hard as I can. If I catch it, I catch it, but I'm not supposed to catch it. Got to spend this whole offseason working in the outfield, and now I know what's right and feel like I'm trying to do everything right. And I think it's something where if I just let loose and go out there and have some fun and run around like a little kid and enjoy this, things will start going my way.
It does sound like maybe, I mean, so last year he was so good in that outfield and he had never played it before. Talking about Nolan Jones. This season we've seen him with a couple of errors. I feel like we're just, I mean, I know spring training happened, obviously a major league game at your home ballpark or at someone else's ballpark. It's going to be way different. So I think that the start of the season maybe was just some more growing pains for Nolan Jones. Because we didn't see those kinds of errors that he was committing last season. I mean, two errors on one play, too, is just absolutely crazy. I've never seen anything like it. I hope it never happens to a Rocky ever again. Everything Podcast Network. Watching the 07 season back, you can see some similarities with this team. Chuck is going to be the next Rockies player in the Hall. Oh, interesting, because a lot of people don't see Charlie Blackmon as a Hall of Famer, like just a Hall of Very Good.
Yeah, we actually had a whole conversation with Thomas Harding about this while we were at spring training.
We did.
And we ultimately came into the conclusion that Chuck is like a first ballot Hall of Very Good that will probably just miss out on what that cutoff is.
Yeah. But you know what? He's a Hall of Famer to us. If only the Rockies would get their Hall of Fame, because they were supposed to have a museum, like a lot of other teams do. Other teams have their own Hall of Fame.
Like the Rockies Hall of Fame. Gotcha.
Yes, the Rockies were supposed to have their own, and it's just kind of never happened. I don't really know why. But, like, wouldn't that be so great? You know what? I feel like once Charlie retires, they're going to have to fast-track it.
For sure. I mean, Chuck is easily the most, the Rocky that has had the biggest city impact, I will say, like on the city of Denver post Todd Helton. Mm-hmm. Like the guy that like everybody associates with the Rockies and has t-shirts with his face on. Yeah. You know?
He's so recognizable.
Exactly. So like he is that guy, and he's like just been a Rocky, which for fans in Denver means a lot.
It does. He is a Rocky for life, and that just goes such a long way for all of us. All right. Before we close out this show, we love talking about Black every day, but opening day, he's just like extra great. I just loved what he had to say about the Rockies home opener. This is a conversation from before the game that we're about to play, but long story short, he loves the home opener at Coors Field. He always has, even before he was the Rockies manager. But here's what Buddy told us before the game.
Is this your favorite day of the year, or one of them? Or
it's one of them.
How do you rank it?
It's up there. It's here in Denver, man, it's awesome. Right now, the Rockies, the fans. You know, it's an event here, which, you know, I've come to, you know quite well because of my tenure here. But even coming in as a visiting player a couple different times, visiting coach, manager, coming in here, you could feel a difference of an opening day in Denver as opposed to other places, right? And that, you know, that speaks volumes for, you know, our fans, the organization, the state of Colorado, just, you know, Rockies in general. It's cool. It's a good
day. Oh, man. Also, sidebar, seeing Mark Stout in the suit before he got drenched in orange Gatorade. RIP that shirt, man.
Yeah.
It was hella orange when we saw him post game.
Yes, it was. He was
sticky. Oh, it was so gross.
To Buddy's point, though, I was talking with a national writer today just while we were eating, you know, in the dining room. And he said that
Denver does the home opener better than any city outside of Cincinnati he's ever been to.
Cincinnati,
and Cincinnati is like iconic for that.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's their thing.
Exactly. So he was like to be number two on that list. Like he was very impressed, not just with the Rockies, but like the city of Denver. He goes, "This is a real like city holiday,"
you know,
which
what?
Is cool.
Sidebar two, Cincinnati has a lot of history. Like they've had a lot of time to build up their opening day stuff. Rockies have only had 31 years. You know, so the fact that the team shows up, I think the home opener. I mean, do you agree? I obviously have my own perspective. From what I see, fans do more for the Rockies home opener than any other team, even Broncos.
Yeah, it's just really like, I don't know. It feels like it's a like the day itself is an event in Denver.
Yes, I mean, and it was literally a work holiday for our coworkers.
Exactly.
I don't know if anyone's still alive right now.
You know, the group chat has gone remarkably silent. It has gone remarkably silent, so I don't feel great about it. But I'll shoot out some texts after this. We'll see.
Literally, like, everyone was, like, chatting about, like, where are we going to go after the game? What are we going to do? And it's gone totally silent, actually, like... No joke, I'm a little concerned. Carl in the chat on Chuck. Chuck has a very singable walk-up song, too. I love that he's never changed it. It's so appropriate. It's so much fun. Easy to sing along to. It's become a bit. I will say the first tonight of the season, it felt so good. It hits different.
It did. I got a little emotional, if I'm being honest.
Even though like we're in Studio B, which does not have like room for an audience, like my friends are here, like Steph is here, Aaron's here, my friend Danny's here.
They're all crowded outside our tiny studio glass door, and it's amazing.
I have great friends. They're best in the biz. Best in the biz. I'm gonna give them a raise. I don't pay them, I pay them in compliments. Trenton, Cincinnati literally shuts down for opening day. The only reason we do opening day so well in Denver is because we wanted a team for so many years. Guys, we wanted a team for so many years, and it's here, and now y'all are bitching about it. I mean, yeah, we want to win. We all want to win. But, like, let's check the perspective here. Let's just, like, take it all in. Yeah. Oh, by the way, hold on. Can you guys open the door? I have some questions to ask because apparently they saw Christian Braun out and about. Did you guys see Christian Braun?
I didn't, but Anna did.
Okay.
I saw him running around downtown somewhere.
Also,
I love that.
It's Christian Brown.
Oh my
Braun.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I actually like knew that too. Oh, I'm so embarrassing.
I hate to be like the hashtag Nuggets guy on this show, but I do literally cover the Nuggets.
No, I'm actually so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Like, I know better. I actually know better.
It's okay. It happens to us all.
I'm out of the loop on Nuggets right now. I'm a little busy with the Rockies. All right, so the start of a series. We got two more against Tampa Bay after this 10-7 win. I think that's actually the first time I even mentioned the score. My bad. You guys all know the score. You don't come here for the score. And we got tacos. Rymack got us tacos. I'll thank him tomorrow when I see him. Also, I was going to ask him about bringing back Truck as the walk-up song. Didn't get a chance because obviously a lot of other things happened.
We had like a couple of things to talk to him about post-game that were not about his walk-up song, but whatever.
Let me check my score sheet for a second. So I was going to ask him about the double because he hit that double. And who was after? All right. So wait, Nolan Jones was on base. Ryan McMahon hit a double in the sixth to score him. I was going to be like, oh my gosh, how much fun is it to see like Nolan Jones just like booking it to home, like while you're on second. And like, I was going to ask him about that. Obviously like way more exciting things happened, but like Nolan Jones, like booking it to home. That was really good. And that got us a run and it was really close. Even though we had some big hits, those small hits really mattered.
The young guys showed out today in pretty much all three phases, and it was awesome.
We love to see it. All right, let's reel it in, guys. First of all, we're going to be covering these next two games here against Tampa, but also We're going to have a post-game show after Sunday's game, about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after last pitch. Kind of depends on traffic. Oh my gosh, we were in the parking lot forever. But now we're here, and I'm not driving for the rest of the night. Kale and I are going to crush some cores here at the bar if y'all want to join us. So cheers to you, Kale. You took the mic off. Oh, he's done. He's out.
No, we're here. We're good.
Oh, you're on. Okay. Okay. You know what, Kale? Before we wrap up the show, where can we follow you on social media? Because you are just like one-upping yourself constantly with all the pics you're posting.
I am at Kale Sorbo on Twitter, Kale with two L's, and I'm a certified hashtag Rockies guy now. So
certified Rockies hashtag, guy.
Yeah, give me a follow.
He got his certification today. We're so proud. Guys, you can follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. I post my score sheets. Enjoy them. You can follow all the latest Rockies updates at DNVR_Rockies. Do you guys know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
What do you say, Suze?
That's baseball. Guys, that's baseball. That's the show. I'll talk to you Sunday after the game, but have a great weekend.
We all silly like the mayor.